This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd Kyle go? Did Kyle hang up?
He hung up. I was about to put him through.
Kyle.
Kyle, I know you're listening. Call back. He's calling back. Hold on. I'm not even going to put him on hold. Hold on. Kyle's here now. He's here. Kyle.
Kyle, help us out here.
Yo, are we all on, like, we're all in agreement that there's definitely aliens, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It feels right.
100%.
Okay.
Damn, you want to?
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't believe there are aliens. It's just that I'm struggling with the idea that aliens built pyramids in Stonehenge.
How? Why?
I don't know.
Have you seen the Great Pyramid?
No.
It's massive, bro.
Yeah, they're
but there's no way. Huge. There's no way. And I don't want to undersell like what people back in the thousands and thousands of years ago, like, could do and what they were capable of. But the Great Pyramid, are you kidding me? Bro, aliens definitely helped them with that, at minimum, if not built it entirely.
Okay. Okay, so now this is fascinating to me. So the idea could be that aliens and man worked hand in hand to build these.
And what if that's why they burned the books, to talk about it?
If you want to get real deep in it, and this touches like religious stuff, but if you want to get real deep in it, there are people who believe that aliens came down and created humans, and we're like, hey, let's just leave them here and see what happens.
Oh yeah, that went bad.
That is, yeah.
Did not work.
I'm gonna stick with my God on that one.
Yeah. Well, all I can say, Kyle, is drive careful.
Government's gonna get you, pal.
Friday, 12:15, we're talking aliens.
Okay. Bet. Well, it depends on how the next two games go.
Thursday.
No, they play Wednesday and Thursday.
I'm with the aliens and humans teaming up, and they're like, hey, we gotta bury the evidence. Like, we gotta burn the evidence.
I love that.
Like, we gotta get rid of the evidence because we can't let them know.
I'm all in on aliens, just like, hey guys.
Yeah,
we got the technology to build something pretty dope.
Just don't tell no one.
And so the story is we know for sure there's people buried in there.
I don't quote me. I think there are pharaohs in the pyramids, but don't quote me. I guess we can look it up. But
Ask a great question. I wonder what
this is the youth too. Sorry, America. This is
I wonder what
Ian's in science class right now.
This is the youth, and we're out here spewing this out for the youth. This is great.
I wonder what the AI summary says of this over on YouTube. I'm going to click on this real quick.
I remember that was a daily segment.
I think it's gone. I don't see it anymore. I guess they got rid of it. I guess it wasn't working. Shocker. y'all hit the thumbs up, please, while you're in there. That's an embarrassing level of thumbs up. We got to do better.
Filthy McNasty says no people are buried in any pyramids. Okay. I don't know.
So we're just trying to show off, them?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Ice says pyramids being tombs is a myth.
I don't care if they're tombs. I'm just, how were they built?
Well, what was Stonehenge even for?
I think it was just a flex.
Like I said, God was
just a flex.
Yeah, like, so, hey, watch me put these stones up right here.
So God did it.
God did.
I think Stonehenge, I think the people back then could have did that. You just get 500 of your closest buds and
what?
Hold on to this rope and pull it back.
How many didn't make it?
Whoa, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like,
and they did it how many times? Like 10 times? No. No.
Like, you're just building domino towers at that point.
I think if I had to take a guess, I would believe in humans building the pyramids before Stonehenge.
Oh, see, I'm complete other way. No way.
How is that
you
happening?
You would bet. You
no,
would
there's
bet
no the, way. Yeah.
The pyramids over Stonehenge?
Yeah, how? Those.
Oh, bro, I don't know.
I told you. Like, yeah, like the Pharaoh, the king's like, hey, 1,000 of you, come here. You're going to lift these rocks up.
Are we sure that they didn't have like
get
a,
them up?
With like rope and physics and stuff.
I don't know.
Don't ask me to explain the physics, but I'm sure there's science behind it where, like, you can make it work.
I take that back. I don't believe them equally.
What about crop circles? Where are we on crop circles?
That's man-made.
Just, yeah.
That's a just, poor attempt.
Just really.
There's aliens.
Tell me, you mean to tell me the aliens are tattooing cornfields?
Oh, just really good artists?
Come on. Yeah, that's man-made, man. They bad. Just
give me a John Deere and I'll show you. I can draw something for you.
These crop circles are wild.
They are wild, though. But you can recreate that. People
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Them. I'm just asking
you can't
questions.
Do the pyramids like that. Like, there's been, you've been able to do something. Most famously, the pyramid in Memphis, you know what I mean, where they used to play, where the Grizzlies used to play and University of Memphis played, and the pyramid down in Long Beach as well. That's also a pyramid. But Long Beach State. But they haven't been able to do it like that. Like that. Crop dusting, crop circles. People do that every
crop dusting is different.
They do that every October.
These pictures of building the pyramids are awesome. They're just like man-made like ramps that they're just
that's what I saw, the ramp, bro. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's what I said. That's what they were saying.
How dumb do you think we are?
The ramp, bro.
How stupid do you think we are?
Man. Come on.
These are awesome.
That ain't happening.
Oh, I love these.
That's not happening. The ramp, and they going up 3,000 feet in the air with a boulder.
The same ramps we got at the airports and stuff. No worries, guys.
My favorite is the trash pyramids that they tried to use. Oh, no, let's make our own. And it's like, it's trash. It's just absolute pure garbage.
Kyle disagrees with your Stonehenge take, by the way, Casey. He says that the pyramids were harder to build because they were like 2.5 football fields long.
Yeah, no. So I
are they
I
really?
Don't believe. I don't
God,
believe.
God, I didn't. That's crazy.
I don't believe either. I don't believe either. They both weren't man-made.
I could believe the physics behind Stonehenge. I don't really believe the physics behind the pyramids.
Let's just go to Egypt.
Let's go.
Well, hey, D'Lo and Casey, solve it for themselves.
Let's get it sold.
Can you imagine we get that sold?
Hey, Justine, we're going to need you to sell a trip to, like, I can see Justine right there. We're going to need you to sell a trip to Egypt.
what's the place in Vegas? What's that? The Luxor.
We could get there. We know we could get there.
Get there tomorrow if we want it.
That's the pyramid they're going to have us at.
Bro, we've got tickets to Bruno Mars. We give away tickets to Bruno Mars like every couple months in Las Vegas on KSFM. I was like, hey, Megan, you hit your people up and see if I could go. She was like, yeah, I got you.
There we go.
They called her right back. They were like, we don't have no comms for Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Tell your little bitch-ass radio show host he can't go.
Hey, you got me hyped up. I was like, oh, okay, here we go.
They normally take like a week to respond. They responded to her within minutes. They're like, nah, dude.
Damn.
We cannot help you.
Damn
shame.
That is a damn shame. I thought I was about to get hyped. I was like, yeah, that boy about to be in the building.
No. I looked at the cheapest seat to see Bruno Mars. The third to last row was $475.
Woo!
I'm going to have to sell my home with Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty team to afford the Bruno Mars concert. The real estate bar has been raised, but thankfully, with Johnny Jennings and that Made for More Realty team, I can get three guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours.
My man Robert, he listed his home with Johnny Jennings and Made for More Realty in Roseville, and his house sold in days. It didn't take him a long time or whatever. He got with my guys, and they took care of that quick. The best part was he received a full price cash as is offer for that home. So they'll always hook it up.
They'll sell your home 27% faster than other homes on the market. They'll sell your home for an average 3% higher purchase price. So if you want to go see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, you can. If you want to go to the pyramids in Egypt and solve this mystery for yourself, you can. Securing the Bagley is right. I should have said the tickets were for Kenny. They would have given them to me in a heartbeat. Securing the Bagley is 100% accurate. But with Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty team, you don't have to tell them you're Kenny Caraway. Just tell them you heard about them from Kenny Caraway. Ask about their no-cost-to-you home warranty to protect your home while it sells. Ask about their guaranteed home sale program. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and the team at Made for More Realty, California, DRE, number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. We will put the conspiracy theory segment to bed.
Yes.
We will come back at some point. Trista Crick is going to join us. Jason Jones is going to join us. And we got to get back to talking about your Sacramento Kings and some other things that happened in the association last night here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Wild times here with D'Lo and KC. Man, shout out to Playboi Carti. That album's looking at a 310,000 unit debut. Good for him. That number was estimated to be at about 260 earlier this morning. Looks like Billboard's going to cap it out at about 310. That's going to be a number one album, man. Good for Playboi Carti. That's almost 2.5 times what his album did in 2020. That's big time.
Playboi, he's got that loyal fan base.
He does.
They love Playboi Carti. I don't get it, but okay.
It's cool. I didn't hate the album.
His
30 songs. I mean, it was like an hour and 17 minutes. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that. But yeah,
he's got
salute.
Beats are on there. I like the beat selection a lot of the time or whatever, but when you get into his
I loved Good Credit with Kendrick. I really like the other two songs with Kendrick, but
sometimes I listen to Playboi Carti. But like I could rap,
if this is
what it is, like I could do this.
But he's a big draw for the weekend.
He's a massive weekend.
The weekend coming out with Playboi Carti to help hype up that tour at Rolling Loud,
bro,
and that's huge.
25 and under, man.
310 is a crazy number.
He could do a tour by himself, like a sold out tour by himself.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he was supposed to come here to Sacramento,
that show
sold out immediately.
Yeah,
immediately. So yeah, he's got his legion of fans.
He does. He does. Salute. That's a hell of a number. Salute to Tracy Morgan. I'm not quite sure what exactly happened.
Put a tweet out this morning, said it was food poisoning. That's what the doctors told him.
Oh boy.
All right. Okay. I hope that's what it was.
He's had a rough few years.
Yeah, he has not been in the best condition, but KC and I were sitting in a meeting yesterday and kind of meetings winding down. I'm just looking at the phone and I'm like, yo, I think Tracy Morgan threw up at the Garden. And like I'm showing Kenny the picture, I'm like, "This is Tracy Morgan. I think is this happening right now?" And then we find the video of him getting he got Paul Pierce out of there in a wheelchair with the
Paul.
Don't do that. Paul, don't do that.
He did.
This was not game two of the finals or anything.
he got wheelchaired out of there. He had he had blood coming out of his nose or something. Mm. And then like if you search Twitter long enough, you'll find the video of him throwing up, which was crazy. I was like, what? Oh, that's the video. All right. And he posts the Twitter. He posts the pic this morning. I guess I don't know if he was still at the hospital, or if this picture was from last night, but saying that he was feeling better. The doctor said it was food poisoning and, you know, whatever.
I'm glad he's doing okay. That really is amazing.
I need somebody to lay off of the hair touch up on Tracy when he's at games. Them lights hit a little tough and it doesn't work. Like someone,
that's what they do in New York, though. You know what I'm saying? You've seen Busta.
I have seen Busta.
They do.
We've got to stop this, though. There's a way you can do it. You don't have to do it like that. You don't have to shine that way.
But maybe that's a New York thing, though.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's a New York thing. Maybe it's East.
Maybe
Coast.
It's a New York thing to walk around looking like you got shoe polish on your head.
Okay, we're not being conspiracy theorists here. I'm just asking a question.
Was that an alien that threw up courtside at the Garden yesterday?
Alien make him throw up.
So I'm just asking a question. Why? And we don't have to have an answer.
Okay.
Why is there always a video? Why is somebody always taking a video?
I mean, because dude, like, you're not gonna. I'm not saying I would, but like, if you got a video of Tracy Morgan throwing up at the Knicks game, like, you're going to get some retweets out of that, I guess.
No, but why is your camera going at that moment?
So
now, if you're Matt George and all them, like, that's different. You know, they always got it going. But
I saw a podcast. Someone said Tracy probably had been throwing up for a long ass time for like someone to be able to bring out their phone and like video him.
So what might have happened, at least in that situation, is obviously your eyes are drawn to stars. Mm-hmm. Someone could have been watching him and seeing he clearly wasn't well.
Mm-hmm.
And your first instinct is to take out your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when people are in a fight, you're not going to break up the fight. You're going to film it so you can put it on social media and get the likes and retweets that Jesse's talking about.
Like, it's almost, I thought the same thing a little bit with like LeBron and Stephen A. Because
they caught Puke Guy too.
They get Puke Guy? Did Sean get it?
They got no, because it was on the other side.
I've always seen the pictures. Yeah,
like he was his back was to Sean's camera.
Oh, okay.
So it was somebody
really. Yeah. I always thought okay. I don't think I ever realized that.
But
I guess that would make sense because he would have been next to Vivek.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been amazing.
Crazy, but like with LeBron, they got video of him sitting there and Stephen A just sitting there. And somebody could be like, oh, it's a timeout. Like, look at LeBron and Stephen A. And then they got him getting up. I don't think they have the.
Yeah, but the camera phone got him getting up and walking to him, right? Like he was already up and he was walking towards him when the phone video starts. The rest is just the camera.
Well, no, the rest is I thought the rest, they're both phone videos, but
no, the one from Legends.
Yeah.
That's a phone video.
I think they're both phone videos.
Huh?
So like unless it's the Fox 40 logo there and they're doing it like Sean Cunningham and Matt George, like these are people on their phone. So LeBron is just sitting on the bench and he's not doing nothing. Anybody can record it. But why are you recording? Why are we recording that?
This is LeBron James, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
It could just be dumb luck. You could have just been recording like your...
I'm still recording everything at the Golden 1 Center.
Okay.
Just become a streamer.
Well, then you'd tell on yourself. Everyone would find out you're lying about not sitting courtside when you record everything.
I won't be sitting courtside.
That's how you tell on yourself half the time. You'd be like, Kenny, you posted a story last night. I think you forgot. You were standing right there.
That was probably
you were right there with Brad Miller about to light the beam. Brad
Miller came out of nowhere.
Why is Brad's? All right, never mind. It's fine. Brad's always
seems like the cool guy you want to keep around.
Brad's always welcome.
Good time.
I love that they paired him with Jake LaRavia too. Like, hey, go light the beam, guys. Go light the beam.
Good times, man. Shout out Jake LaRavia too. We haven't really talked about his. He jump started some stuff last.
I do hate before we leave. I do hate phone culture society. I do hate that everything has to be filmed, recorded, documented. I do hate that.
It's become a point too where I've seen videos like you're almost weird if you don't like people recording you and stuff like that. like people, like the whole YouTubers, like just all that, like I feel like this little error like going on, like, oh, I'm just recording or whatever. Like, it's nothing to you. Like, I feel like now it's weird to tell people, like, don't do that.
Did you see them, them badass kids? And I don't even know if they're kids. They're probably like early 20s. Messing with LeBron on Friday?
Crazy. No.
They were like literally right behind him.
Here?
In his ear.
Yeah. Security should, like LeBron security should have came and moved some furniture real quick.
I think they tried telling the kid something, but it looked like the kid was telling like, what's LeBron James? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was, you know, one of the ushers. That's all I'm going to say. You know, older lady.
Okay.
One of the ushers like, hey, can you stop? That little badass kid, he ain't going to listen to her. So I need like the LeBron security to come over there and be like,
Reggie. Hey,
yeah.
Reggie.
Like, hey, but I ain't even saying Golden One. I'm like, yeah, I'd be in favor of LeBron security being like, hey, back up. I'm gonna tell you one time to back up.
Yeah.
Because they were ridiculous. Number one, you shouldn't do it at all with LeBron James. But he had his wife and his daughter right there. Like, what are we doing? Yelling in their ear too. Mm-hmm. So that was crazy.
I don't think I told you that. So I can't imagine what those guys go through, like where you can't go anywhere without getting recorded. We were at, we weren't together. Justin Timberlake. So I was out essentially on a date. Right. And I was with someone and it was like the first time we went out maybe. And I didn't know for weeks that someone took a video of us and sent it to a friend of hers. It was like, hey, did you know these two went out? And we saw that video the night of the Sky River cigar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So hey, I got to show you something. It was weeks had passed. And I was like, yo, that's weird.
Yeah,
and no one was doing it to be malicious. Like, it wasn't posted on social media. It was sent amongst like, hey, did you know that such and such, such and such? It's like, yo, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, people don't like being not taking pictures of or recorded. Some people don't want you taking pictures of them when they're eating food in the studio, you know?
Well,
going around snitching.
I need to know who did that.
Nothing's changed, by the way.
We still don't know who did that.
No, because I'm not gonna like no, because it's like no, I'm not gonna like just pursue that. Because it's like at that point, it's like yeah, no.
I feel like I know who did it. Little bitch, I swear. I feel like I know.
I don't think it's that one.
You don't?
No.
Who else would do it? Who else would do that?
I'll text you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. You were saying that Jake, you thought Jake LaRavia really pulled some things together for Sacramento.
Yeah, that final minute and a half of the first quarter that he helped spearhead, that was one of the more, am I exaggerating to say that was one of the more electrifying moments this year from this team? What they did at the end of that first quarter. I think it was a 1-point lead and they end up getting it to 11 and made Coach Jenkins call a timeout with 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Bro, you could just do a 2-for-1 real quick. It'll be all right.
You know what the best part about that was? Is you know Jenkins was pissed. He was just fuming about that.
Yeah. But, you know, he really spearheaded that. You know, LaRavia and what he was able to do in that minute. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he has some warts and he's not always the perfect player, but I think he's really good for this team, really good for this roster, and I hope they can bring him back and keep him here in Sacramento.
He's generally like he's productive. Like he does a lot when he's out there. It feels like he can, I mean, it feels like his presence, like his impact shifts when he hits shots. If he's hitting shots, you're on a different you're on a different plane versus
you're talking about a super impact guy.
Yeah, versus just because it's like he doesn't. It doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like he hits a shot. It feels like he's going to hit three.
Right. He either in has the stretch 11 that he's in the game or none.
And I don't know if that's great or if that's crazy,
right?
But it kind of feels accurate.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got distracted by the text.
Well, that actually checks
out. Yeah, I wonder, say, yeah,
that, that checks
that
out.
Sounds about right.
Because we don't even need to do that. Yeah. Bro, yeah.
Leave that one.
It's a stooge. Bro's 100% a stooge. Yeah, yeah, absolute stooge.
This don't guy the is vibes that, this guy or the other guy?
I mean,
this person.
this person
is stooge or the other person?
Classic. Who's on first situation here?
I don't know who you're referring to.
Well, no, then the text. You're talking about. Well, the guy that you originally.
I'm going to read part of the text. Was going to say Kyle thought the stooge.
Oh well. Okay,
that guy's the stooge.
I was saying that guy being the stooge, or the guy that you thought was doing it was the stooge.
Oh no, no, the guy I thought is something else. Stooge isn't the word for it.
It's code talk on D'Lo and KC.
No, this guy's a stooge though.
Oh, brother. Did you see who was at the game last night? At the Knicks game?
Yo, we were just talking,
about the break. Yeah.
And somebody,
I feel like I ain't never seen him at a basketball game.
I don't
game.
Think I have either. I didn't think nothing. What the hell was Vince McMahon doing at a Knicks game last night?
Oh, Tracy Morgan. He's going to puke. He's going to puke.
Oh man, he's over there doing play-by-play on Tracy Morgan vomiting. I saw that picture. I was like, Vince is at a basketball game. Like,
I've never seen him at a basketball game.
With who? And who gave him those tickets?
Well, he was at the Super Bowl with Shane, right?
He was in the Undertaker.
Yeah, he's low-key just, I guess.
Oh, well, he's a sports guy now.
I'm going to start my own basketball league.
The XBA, Extreme Basketball Association.
What happened?
Shut up, Spectre. Spectre season.
He's going to do a press. What happened to my basketball?
Now we got all these alley-oops and all this. What happened to the triple threat?
And it's like he's going back and forth between, all right, I got to dye my hair black or just leave it gray or whatever it is. He looks like a supervillain.
Like that, like. I don't like what's happening to his face.
Oh, he's getting
like, because that's not, yeah. It's not old though. It's like he's fighting getting old.
Well, he's gotten work with getting
old. Well, that's what I mean. Like, that's not Botox, right? Like, they're taking his skin and like trying to move it. Like, did you see what was it? It must have been the WWE doc. That was the first time I had seen Linda in a long time.
She looks like a different person.
It's like, what are you doing?
It looks like you can put a lighter to Vince McMahon, he'll melt.
Man. And yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. That man was out there with that green undertone shirt. Like, oh, Penny.
Celebrating the holiday.
Man. That is tough. That is tough.
I saw that tweet. I was like, yo, this is crazy. This dude was out here.
I wonder if
he's going to puke.
You think him showing his face all the time now is something?
Because
from my understanding, he's pretty much free from all that stuff now.
I think, once the November results came in, he was like, I'm good.
Good. I'm outside again.
I'm good. He's going to be the first man in history to get pardoned from a crime that hasn't even gone to trial yet.
Yeah, because my mind's thinking he got booted from WWE, so maybe he tries to start his own thing again.
Nah, he's just free now. Yeah. Like, he knows he's got his boy, Linda. I think he's still his wife, but he's good. He's like, oh, I can live now. I don't have to hide anymore. I'm going to go live. I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to go to the next game.
Always wanted to watch the Knicks.
No, he didn't.
Poor Tracy Morgan, too. That the dude from The Sopranos just looking at him with all the disgust.
Oh, that
Bobby
that
Bacala guy. I'm just looking like, ugh.
You know that there is a single person that's in charge of that?
Wow, no.
Like
distributing tickets?
Yeah. So, like, not like those tickets. He's the one who determines, or I don't know if it's a he or she. There's that person is the person who determines who sits where with those seats.
So how does that go with the Knicks or even with the Kings? Like, do we'll say the Sacramento Kings. Do the Sacramento Kings block off 10 seats that, hey, because there was two people there last night, or Floyd Mayweather wants to come, we can just give him these seats? Like, those can't be season ticket holders, right? Because, like, if somebody's already sitting there, they don't just boot them out of there for Floyd Mayweather.
They're probably technically owner seats, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's determined, like, I mean, some of those are also, like, there are some seats that are owned by, like, agents, movie companies, things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And that's why you'll see Chris Rock, David Spade, and the cast of Grown Ups 4 or whatever sitting in those seats. Mm-hmm. Some seats remain open, and they're filled one day by Tracy Morgan. They're filled one day by Vince McMahon.
Jeez.
So I guess it all depends on.
What do you think that message is like? Hey, Vince McMahon wants to come to the game today.
Who? What?
Well, so I thought, but the thing is, like, that's Madison Square Garden. Like, he probably still has
you got a person.
Technically,
got a
his house. Like, yeah. Like he helped build Madison Square Garden. So
by multiple guys. That mm-hmm. call on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always wondered that.
The least of which is James Dolan. Like, hey man, I'm pulling up tonight.
Yeah. You're gonna see Vince in the playoffs at the Garden.
That would be crazy. Vince McMahon up like, yeah,
cheering on the New
yelling
York
out
Knicks.
Bing Bong.
Did you see my boy Spike Lee at the Garden?
And Spike owns his seat, right? That's his. So, yeah. Yeah, Spike
yeah.
owns his.
Yeah, Spike. He's been a long time season mm-hmm. ticket guy. But did you see Spike Lee at the Garden over the weekend for his beloved St. John's?
I didn't see that.
St. John's is back.
They said, bro.
Aren't there games on today? Isn't North Carolina
on ESPN 1320 following D'Lo and KC? It'll go anywhere.
Man. First four.
Thank you. There you go.
All right. But yeah, it's all of a sudden, Spike Lee. It's just St. John's down at the jacket, at a beanie. Like, let's go, St. John's. All right.
Let my man live.
Let's see 40 being the Barry guy too now.
Well, look.
That's just what they do.
Hey, I can't be mad. You're not going to – you aren't going to find me in 2011 talking about Stingers Up. Those are my boys now.
Yeah.
Those are my boys. I'm with them.
Yeah.
I'm with them, so I know how it be.
Every time I see Sac State's post, I'm like, man, I can't wait for football season.
Man, I can't wait. I got to get my hat.
Absolutely.
You got to go to the hat bar and get my hat, man.
Cannot wait for football.
Yeah,
you're gonna get some you're talking about the Coach Marion hat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's on and popping.
I got to get one of those. I think I could pull it off.
Absolutely.
I think I could do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get one of those.
Like I said, go to the hat bar. I think the hat bar is out here. No, it's in Folsom. I think. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a real place.
Yeah.
The hat bar.
Make your hat. Jazz.
Wait, what?
It's a hat bar. D'Lo and KC, we'll slide out there. We'll do we'll do a remote. You know what I mean?
We will.
For free?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Probably already said their name too much at this point. For free.
Hat bar in Folsom.
Yeah. Jazz was, I think she
the rancher hat. Oh.
You create your hat.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I'll make that happen.
I'm not sure what you mean by you create it. Is this where they like steam it and all of that stuff?
I'm not exactly.
Yeah, they steam
exactly
it.
Sure, but
okay. So I see. You could pick like accessories to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like this. Oh yeah, we could do this.
Be ready for first home game of the season.
Oh yeah, we could absolutely do this. And the schedule hasn't dropped yet, right?
It's out.
It is
week three. I think is their first.
That's home funny. Game. Now that you say it, I think I posted it. Yeah, like it's out.
They play South Dakota, which I think they can get that one, and they play Nevada. I think they can get both of those games on the road before they come home and play. I forgot who it is. They paid somebody to come play them That's how we doing it now at Sac State. Because, you know, it's like Ohio State pays Sac State to come play. No, no. We paying people now. That's how we doing it out here.
These little recruiting business have been crazy, too. You look, oh, so-and-so, oh, five-star, four-star, whatever.
Yo, Coach Marion going crazy right now. He getting people for next year's recruiting class.
Yeah, so I hit some 2027 ones.
Man, that's what you got to do.
He is going crazy.
Shout out, Coach. Shout out, Sac State.
I can't believe they're finally getting a stadium, too. That's so sick.
Yeah. Stadium. I personally believe FBS on the way. I think it's gonna be independent. They're not gonna go to a conference yet. I think they're gonna go in as independent and maybe have a scheduling agreement with like Mountain West, Pac-12, something like that. But they'll be FBS. I think the example right now, I think UConn is FBS independent. UMass is as well. So there's like five of them.
It'll be like Notre Dame, no worries.
Notre Dame, yeah, but they still got the connection to the ACC. They're still I think they're technically ACC. They're technically independent, but they're in the ACC. So you know we'll get there soon. No big deal. No big deal. We cooking though.
Hat bar, Vince McMahon, aliens, pyramids, and Stonehenge. This has been. And a little bit of Jake LaRavia.
Been a pretty normal show, if you ask me.
That's probably true.
It's Tuesday.
Should probably throw Devin Carter in here, too.
Shout out Devin Carter.
Given the fact Devin Carter played really well yesterday. Again, nothing in the stat line that moves you. But if you watched, you saw Devin Carter super impactful and went to shoot free throws after the game because he missed four of them. We'll come back. Warriors lost.
That was a crazy loss.
Timberwolves lost. Two win streaks in the Western Conference came to an end yesterday. Hell of a win for the Pacers yesterday. Looks like they did that without Tyrese. I didn't see any of that game. I had to catch up on it later. But big win for the Pacers yesterday. But the Timberwolves drop. The Warriors drop. Warriors got the Bucks tonight.
Yeah.
No Steph. Steve Kerr said he was exhausted. He's unsure of his status for tonight. He's been ruled out. Steph will not play tonight versus the Milwaukee Bucks. So we'll come back. We'll dive into those games a little bit further. We'll take a look at the rest of the Western Conference and see kind of what happened around the Sacramento Kings last night and how that may benefit them moving forward. I still think Trista is going to join us here at some point. Jason Jones will be with us in about 30 minutes. We got much more ahead. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. 916-909-1320. If you want to get in here and be a part of the conversation. We mentioned this just before the break. Warriors lost yesterday. We saw their 7-game win streak snap. Timberwolves lost yesterday. We saw their 8-game win streak snap. Did you see Anthony Edwards shot 20 free throws yesterday?
I did not see that. Wow.
I think it was 19 of 20 from the free throw line.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it right there, baby.
Yeah, but damn.
That's a lot of free throws.
That's man.
SGA-esque.
That is very that is SGA level of free throw shooting right there.
The speaking of the OKC, they're gonna sit three starters when they play the Sixers on Wednesday, including SGA. Yes. So I only say that because
That's fine because the Sixers are sitting everybody else as well.
You're supposed to be able to watch that game for free.
Man. Paul George, I don't even know that we touched on this yesterday. Paul George shut down for the season. Officially, I think we all saw that coming, but yeah, he shut down for the season.
So I'm trying to see here. Damn, it's not. I was seeing if Kings Thunder was a back-to-back. It's not. They play on Sunday in L.A. And then the last game of the road trip for them is against the Kings.
The L.A. game is the Clippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably get the full squad.
That's fine.
All right. It's whatever.
You're not going to be it up after a night at the Sawyer.
Well, no, we already established they're going to be at the game.
They're going to be scouting. They're going to be scouting. They're going to be scouting the Celtics, not the Kings.
They're all in their jumpsuits.
Yeah, they're going to be discussing defensive strategies on Derek White and Jason Tatum.
Now, Celtics. Second night of a back-to-back when they come to Sacramento.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And you probably won't see Porzingis or Horford, I guess, one or the other.
They're at Portland Sunday afternoon and then play Monday inside.
That's a weird back-to-back, but yeah. I guess it's not uncommon. Okay. Kings right now, 4.5 back from Minnesota, 3.5 back from L.A. They're 2 up on Dallas. Phoenix beat up on Toronto yesterday. Kings are 3 games up on the Suns, who are in the 11th spot. Mm. So that's kind of where things are right now. Again, with the schedule ahead, it looks scary for Sacramento. But Dallas is bad. I think it really is just a question of there's a game that separates Dallas and Phoenix right now. Does Phoenix jump Dallas, get into that 10th spot, and does Dallas kind of wither away after that?
So let me, I want to ask you something about Kings related to. Mm-hmm. Also, let me pay this off real quick. The Cavs, when they play the Kings, second night of a back-to-back, when the Bulls play the Kings, they'll also be on a back-to-back just like mm-hmm. the Kings. So
when you said payoff, I thought you were talking about Prize Picks.
Well, we couldn't go there since we're there. You know what I mean? Prize Picks. I got 3 last night. I got 3, you know, which got me a couple dollars.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But hey, it kept me in the game. Kept me in the game. So it's all good, man. No Kings game tonight. No Beam Money tonight. But that doesn't mean I'm not playing. I am going to be playing or putting a lineup together for the first 4 that's going down tonight.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to have a first 4 lineup. I'm still working through it or whatever, so I don't have it yet. But I'm going to have a first 4 lineup on Prize Picks. You can have a first 4 lineup as well. Does UNC play tonight? I'm not
yes.
sure. Yeah. Yeah. Get UNC in there, man. That's been a big controversy, them being in there. So I'm at my boy RJ Davis in the lineup for sure. You can do the same thing. Download the app, put the promo code KIFM in, and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. It's promo code KIFM. To get $50 instantly, you don't have to win or lose. None of that matters. Just put the promo code in there. You got $50 instantly. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
I wish I hadn't been such a sucker yesterday and had placed that lineup with the Demons, because they had, I think it was DeMar at 6.5 assists with the Demon.
Mm.
He finished with 8.
Mm.
The Malik Monk, it was just like you knew, you just had to feel Malik was going to have a day.
That all Demon lineup you'd be coming up with is fire. It's fire.
No, it literally never worked.
Well, didn't you say it would have worked? You just didn't go with it yesterday?
Yeah, it would have worked. Yet. Well, it doesn't count. My dumbass. I had it. I don't even know what the payoff for that one would have been.
Can never win a bet you don't place.
See?
See, I had Zach LaVine, 21.5 points. He went mm-hmm. over. Keon Ellis, there was a Demon time. 2.5 3-pointers. He got 3 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Wells, obviously, 3.5 field goals. That was easy money. Mm-hmm. He did his thing. But I had Sabonis at 19 rebounds plus assists. Mm.
But that took him out. Did they take him out or no?
Well, it did, because it happened at a certain time. But then I missed Keegan Murray. 6.5 3-pointers attempted. I had less.
Well, you still got it. You got a couple bucks out of
that,
no?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was cool. I can't complain at all.
You were going somewhere before I reminded you about Prize Picks. Aliens. Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
Where do we stand on Bigfoot?
Real.
Not real.
Probably dead, but real.
Not real.
Never real. Never real. Like once?
No.
There was never a Bigfoot?
No. That was a media creation.
Okay.
You seem like you got some thoughts on Bigfoot over there.
No, I just, like, it's cool. Like, I don't know that I have. I mean, I kind of feel like there was a Bigfoot, but like one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, I don't think there's still a Bigfoot. You mean to tell
me like there wasn't just a big ass animal that could just like Harry at one point?
Harry and the Hendersons was based on something. Like, come on, man.
It was based on, no, it was a fallacy. It didn't happen. Bigfoot. That's like them. Right. What did I say? The crops thing. They got to step their game up with some of this stuff. Bigfoot. All right, bro.
Abraham says Bigfoot was really Giant Gonzalez.
Real enough for me.
No, I remember what I was going to say. The Kings. Do you?
It's funny that you draw the line at Bigfoot, though. I do.
Well,
that's a good point. I thought about that. Like, yeah.
Mike, Bigfoot, you kidding me? You took a pretty hard stance with Bigfoot.
There's
but
no, there's nothing.
You mean to tell me there couldn't have been like a 7 foot, just ugly looking monster type animal?
Yeah, but 7 foot, the footprint is that of like a size 40.
Okay, well, yeah, I wasn't sure. 8 feet, 9 feet, or whatever. You don't think there was one of them at least once?
No. That was walking around? No.
I've never noticed this before. I'm looking up the most famous Bigfoot video, and it's alleged to be a female Bigfoot. And I'm like, how do you possibly know that? Like, how could you possibly tell that that is a female Bigfoot?
What if this summer we hit the pyramids? Tyler Jennings says they have a Bigfoot museum in Santa Cruz. We'll hit that.
Really?
Oh, that's crazy.
A Bigfoot museum.
Well, Santa Cruz is like the museum spot. Have you been to the
mystery spot? Jennings,
mystery spot.
There, that's usually the one people bring up.
You've been to the mystery spot? I went there one time.
I've never been there.
It's kind of trippy. It's actually very trippy.
It's called, I don't know the what's mystery going spot?
On. Yeah, yeah. You've seen the bumper sticker, I'm sure, before. Yeah, it's the yellow bumper sticker. Yeah. It says mystery spot in black lettering font or whatever.
I have.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I saw one like a week ago walking Sprout. I was like,
yeah. What? Yeah, mystery spot is a trip. It's in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
It's in the middle of the woods. Okay. And it's like, it's like a, almost like an alternate, I don't know how to explain it, like an alternate universe or something like that. I don't know, but like you'll,
almost like an alternate universe is a pretty wild way to describe it.
It's like the physics there don't work necessarily, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Like you're if I'm standing up like this, like I'm standing up straight, you'll look at me and I'll be leaning back at like a, I don't know what degree angle that is, but I'm standing up straight. But you take a picture of me and I'm leaning back like Michael Jackson, or leaning forward like Michael Jackson in Smooth Criminal. It's crazy. You put like a,
I'm looking at some of the pictures. This,
you put
is
a
interesting,
a ball on a, like on a slope, and you put the ball at the bottom and it goes up. It's crazy. I don't know if it's a work or what, but it doesn't seem like it.
Well, okay. Oh yeah, we're going on a world tour this summer.
All right.
It is Zach King. It is pretty cool. Like, it's cool. I don't know if I'll go back with the guys, but I don't know if I'll ever go back. But the fact that I went there once, that's pretty cool. That's crazy.
All right. I'll try it. Okay. Now go ahead.
We got him.
No,
we got him. He's gone now.
Get your Kings.
So the Sacramento Kings, Kenny.
No, I'm looking up the Bigfoot Museum.
Oh, that one. Yeah, they're going to have to explain some stuff to me on that one. They got to say.
Oh, wait, I think it's closed.
Yeah, because it's not true.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Wow, you got to believe. Got to believe, brother.
Yeah, man. I was going to ask.
This doesn't look fun.
Both of you guys, though. Did yesterday's win do anything for your belief in the Kings?
No, I'm at the point where they can go on a 4-game winning streak. I feel pretty comfortable, like, knowing who this team is. Whether they lose 3 more or win 4 more, it doesn't matter at this point. I think we're all just waiting for them to get to the play-in and see what happens there. At least that's for me.
So I guess that was kind of my point. Like, some people will see them lose and be like, they stink. And then they win 3 in a row and nothing. Like, I'm kind of like you, Jesse. Like, they'll probably win 4 or 5 at some point soon. Mm. And then they'll probably lose, like,
maybe not right now, right? But soon.
But they'll lose like 3 or 4. Like, that's just what they're going to do until you get into, like Jesse said, the play-in situation, and you got to win 2 games to get into the playoffs. I think they're capable of that.
We've gone through like 80-85%, making up a number, whatever, but of the season, it's like, are you now expecting them, like, now they're going to change? Now they're going to flip the switch? It's like, no, they are who they are.
No, Jesse said it, like, it's game to game. So I can't make like a big prognostication on this team. Like, I'm here. They played well last night. Does it do anything for how I feel about them moving forward? No, but I'm not going to be negative about them beating the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
You beat the Grizzlies. All right, cool. That's what you set out to do. You set out to beat the Grizzlies. Now you're going to set out to beat the Eastern Conference's best team. You're setting out to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll just have to evaluate that game in a vacuum. I can't evaluate it as the course of the season. I can't evaluate it over the course of Del Christie's tenure. I can't even evaluate it over the course of the last 10 games because it just feels like it's all so dramatically different.
Yeah, at this point, I'm only concerned about them maintaining their playing position. I've given up on them catching the Clippers, but I don't think the teams behind them are going to catch them. So just maintain your spot and win a couple of games from there.
Just play. Don't consistently get beat by 30. Like, play well. Put games together like you did last night. I don't think anything would change my opinion. I mean, realistically, I don't think anything would change my opinion. If you told me this team's winning the next 15 games, well, like, that's not realistic to me.
Yeah.
I might change my opinion if they do. But, like, short of that, like, no, I'm just going to. But I'm also not going to be, oh, they beat Memphis. Oh, they can't maintain that. They can't do that again. So many things went right for them. It's like, no, you beat Memphis. Great. You're going to have to replicate some of that when you play Cleveland.
Yeah.
You're going to have to keep that energy. You're going to have to give the crowd a reason to stay in the game. You're going to have to find a way to hit shots, whether that was the energy of the offense, the energy of the ball, the zip, whatever lines it was. Like, you're going to have to find a way to do some of those things again.